Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence ribbon cutting will open the door to the community and will continue to attract a new generation of researchers to the Research and Education Center in Princeton. Director Dr. Chad Lee says a number of special guests are expected to attend the ribbon cutting Thursday, September 19th.
My argument would be the most important one are the farmers, the people that we are trying to serve directly through this progress. We have a lot of farmers that have agreed to come in during the middle of harvest season. We've been reminded once or twice about that. Just one more representation of how they're willing to sacrifice part of a day, part of their time to come celebrate with us.
Dr. Lee adds a host of state officials are also expected to attend.
Our Ag Commissioner is planning to attend. Warren Beeler in the Governor's Office of Ag Policy. Our Representative Heath from that area. Senator Hornback, who is the co-chair of the Joint Interim Ag Committee. President Capiluto will be there, as well as our Dean, Nancy Cox.
He says visitors will have a chance to see the building after the ceremony takes place.
We'll have a ceremony with a few speakers, most I just mentioned, and we're going to have a time afterwards just for some hors d'oeuvres and for a time to gather and talk and catch up, and we'll provide a few tours through parts of the facilities that have been updated and renovated, give a chance for people to see what some of those changes look like, and get a better idea about how those changes are going to help better serve the Commonwealth.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Grain and Forage Center Director Dr. Chad Lee says the center is more than just a building.
I've been joking with people all along. We were never in the process of building a Swiss chalet. We've always been about building a Swiss pocket knife. What I mean by that is something that's very functional, very versatile, and something that will attract some of the smartest minds in the country.
He adds the project is about staying engaged with agriculture.
While we're cutting a ribbon on a building, this is a people project. It has been from the start. It will be long after ribbon cutting is done. And it's about bringing smart people in, and it's about staying engaged with our partners in the greater ag community across the Commonwealth and across the region.
Anyone planning to attend can contact Colette Laurent at the center in Princeton. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.